let's go down to the Valley of the Sun and bring in MLB senior writer Barry Bloom. Barry, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Marty. How's everything?
Very good. Very good. I gave a little bit of a preview of a wonderful article you wrote about the great Hall of Famer Rod Carew, and maybe you could tell the fans about it. And then we have a little 3-minute clip of Rod Carew talking that I did years ago that we wanted to play for you. So go ahead.
Hey fans, this is Marty Lurie with This Day in Baseball History. On July 29th, 1973, the Chicago White Sox Iron Man pitcher, knuckleballer Wilbur Wood, won his 20th game, defeating the Minnesota Twins 8-6. Wood, a baffling left-handed knuckleball specialist, 31 years old at the time, started a league-high 48 times in 1973. Twins Hall of Famer Rod Carew faced Wilbur Wood that day and remembers Wood as the type of guy who took the ball and pitched some more.
Well, you know, Wilbur Wood was the type of guy, Marty, that you gave him the ball and he went out and pitched. I guess when you're a knuckleball pitcher, you don't, you know, it doesn't take that much strain on your arm. So he just went out and pitched and threw and stayed in the game. And I think that's the most important thing. You know, he never pitched 5 or 6 innings. He always went all the way, you know. But I can recall when we played against the White Sox and he was pitching, we always stacked our lineup with left-handed hitters because he seemed that he would get the righties out a lot easier than he would against the left-handed hitters. So we just stacked the lineup with left-handed hitters. And, you know, the lefties did well against him, but he really handled the right-handers real well.
What amazed me about Wilbur Wood, he's a guy in the modern era who would go both ends of a doubleheader.
Well, you know, with the knuckleball, it doesn't really take that much strain on your arm. So he was able to go out there and just float that thing up there. He threw it a couple different speeds and, you know, did a real good job with it. The knuckleball moved different ways. And like I said, you know, if you can do that, if you can come up with a guy with a knuckleball that that can go out there and give you 2 back-to-back games, you know, why not go for it?
Rod, some knuckleball pitchers, they get behind 3-0, 2-1. They will come in with something that is not very good. Was he like that?
No, Wilbur was very confident in throwing a knuckleball, whether he was ahead or behind. Every now and then he'd throw a little fastball, but with the guys that could hurt him, he wasn't going to give in and throw a fastball. He was just going to go ahead and throw his knuckleball, and if he got it for a strike, fine. If he didn't, then you know, he'd walk a guy, but he would never give in to a power hitter.
Rod Carew, thanks so much for the recollection of Wilbur Wood, 20-game winner in July 1973.
Well, it's my pleasure, Marty.
Wood ended the 1973 season with a record of 24-20 with a staggering total of 359 innings pitched. This was nothing new to the knuckler. In 1972, he also won 24 games, made 49 starts, and threw 376 innings for the White Sox. Wood retired in 1978 with a lifetime record of 164-156. Who needed a bullpen with Wilbur Wood on the mound? This is Marty Lurie. Join me tomorrow for another day in baseball history.
Boy, Raph, thanks for putting that together. Rod Carew, the great Hall of Famer, talking about Wilbur Wood and pitched both games of a doubleheader. So I just wanted you to hear Wilbur Wood, Rod Carew's voice, and we'll bring Barry Bloom back. Barry, I know you're with us now, and you did a beautiful article about Rod Carew and the struggles that he's had and how he's turned out. So fill us in on that article, and it really was terrific.
Well, obviously, I mean, from the time that you know, you did your interview and your piece, which was, you know, lovely to hear Rod's voice, you know, really healthy and vibrant. You know, he's really gone through the mill. He had a massive heart attack on a golf course near his home in Southern California in 2015. You know, he explained it that, you know, they had to resuscitate him 3 times that day. He had flatlined and, they somehow kept him alive for almost a year, if not a little bit longer, with a pump attached to his heart and a pacemaker. And it had gotten to the point where it was so severe that he was placed on the top of the donor list for a new heart at Cedars-Sinai Hospital in Los Angeles late last year. And as fate would have it, you know, and sadly, a football player who Rod had met incidentally as a kid and grew up near him in Southern California when he was playing for the Angels, had an aneurysm and passed away. And he donated his kidney and his heart to Rod, obviously anonymously at the time. As they were burying the kid, who was 29 years old, Rod went through 13 hours of surgery for transplanting both the kidney and the heart. And essentially, he was saved. You know, he thinks he's a miracle, and he was left on Earth to help other people not make the same mistakes he did and put himself into the situation where, you know, he had the heart attack, which he thinks could have been avoided. So the whole story is really amazing in terms of the coincidences and the fate that wound its way to the point where, you know, Rod is 71 years old and now recovering and looking pretty healthy again. And, you know, he and is left on Earth with his foundation to bring the word to people to get checkups and make sure that you don't have the heart problems that he did.
Boy, great story, and it's on MLB.com. Barry Bloom wrote it, senior writer, and I know we had a little glitch here getting you going this morning, but I'm glad I could play the vibrant voice of Rod Crewe. I take it his voice not quite as strong as it was in the early days.
Well, you know, I followed this, and you know, Rod and I, you know, are pretty good friends. And, you know, when Tony Gwynn died almost exactly 3 years ago this week from cancer, Rod was, who was a close friend of Tony's throughout his career, you know, he was one of four Hall of Famers who came to his funeral, you know, along with Dave Winfield and Ozzy Smith, obviously the Padre connection there, but Cal Ripken, who was inducted into the Hall of Fame on the same day with Tony in 2007. You know, but Rod, as an Angel, was a mentor to Tony as a young kid, and they kept talking about hitting in life throughout, you know, Tony's life and his career. So we have obviously a link there. And then when I saw him in Cooperstown last July at the induction, and he was just starting to get around again after the heart attack. And one of his goals was getting to the All-Star game. And the second goal was getting to Cooperstown for the induction. And he did a little press conference. And afterwards at the press conference, we sat and talked, and he lifted up a shirt and showed me the sleeve that was holding the pump in. And he was weak. He was scared. His voice was weak, and you know, I knew he had a long road ahead of him to get to the transplant, which we've already talked about. So I mean, now to see him again and to see him, you know, back to basically talk about getting out on the golf course again, and you know, you relate things in your life. I mean, when I was a kid, I was playing miniature golf with some cousins, and it just, as life has it, I was 12 years old, but I got hit in the eye with the head of a golf club on a miniature golf course. So the thing I did after recovering and everything was get back out onto that miniature golf course, same course, and play that course again. Don't let anything beat you down. And Rod said, you know, I was teasing him the other day, and that's the way the article ended. And I said, have you swung a bat yet? And he goes, not yet. I have to swing a golf club first. I know exactly what he's talking about, because he collapsed after swinging a golf club.
Wow.
You know, it's a mentality. You have to have that mentality. You have to get back on the horse again after it throws you off. You have to drive a car again after you have an accident. Even little things in life, you have to stand up to it. So I know exactly what Rod is going through at this point.
Right, very good. Pleasure having you on a Sunday morning. Always a good conversation with you, and I appreciate it. And we'll catch up with you, because I want to catch up a little bit more on the Diamondbacks and Brewers. We'll do that next week. But I appreciate you being on. It's a wonderful article about Rod Carew. I'm glad I could archive that little discussion I had with him to hear his voice. And I appreciate it, Barry, very much on this Sunday.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on to talk about it. I always love being on your show, Marty. You know that.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Barry Bloom, senior writer, MLB.com. We'll take a break.